This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second. Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. It was published by American Free Press. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. Welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you. Yeah, now that we're in the second half, I want to talk about some, you know, kind of switch the subject to being solution-oriented and what people can do. That would be to go to this website, southafricaproject.info. Monica Stone has started a group called Living Waters, or it's not a group, it's just her, initiative, I guess, to send money out there. This isn't a charity with, you know, people making $1 billion. It's just money that goes directly out there to buy shoes, to buy food, to buy whatever Afrikaner kids need, and they're increasingly desperately needy, to keep going. It's the Living Waters. And you can access it on that website. The condition they're living under is just abysmal. It's just absolutely horrific. Because there's nothing to help them. They are being, as I've stated, intentionally, well, more than discriminated against. There's that level. But they're just being victimized. They're being completely dispossessed and disenfranchised and then turned on. The police don't help them either. That's part of this corruption.
There's no recourse for them at all in that country.
There can be at times. It's very erratic. They cannot depend on the police to come to their aid. They cannot depend on them to pursue the case. I mean, there are incidences of white women being raped in the police stations.
By the police?
By the police.
Well, that's happening in this country also.
Well, yeah. So, you know, they really are trapped. And, I mean, there's been talk, and they actually were invited to Georgia. Not Georgia. Here, but Georgia.
Right, Georgia.
Next to the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. to go there, and the ex-Soviet Union, Russia, south of a small country, state, to go and farm, because they are such very, very good farmers. And some have gone, but you have to have money.
You have to have money to
pack up and go across the world if you don't have any money.
Sure.
And they don't. I mean, these people are actually going hungry in these squatter camps. They're living in absolute squalor. And they're just prey.
Wow. We will take phone calls, too, at 800-313-9443. If anybody has a comment or a question, that is really terrible, really awful. And it's too bad that some government, some some organization. I mean, bless Monica Stone's heart for doing this. It's fabulous effort. But it's too bad that some bigger organization that would actually devote the money that they get to help these people to either leave the country to go where they can be safe or, okay, speaking of Monica, I think she's on the phone. Shall we take her call? Let's take her call. Monica, welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I want to thank Jennifer for talking for my people, speaking out and explaining what's going on there. It's worse than anybody can ever think. And, yes, I started the Living Waters Foundation, and we adopted 8 little girls, 14 to 4 years old, in this orphanage because they are discriminated against just for the reason that they are predominantly white in this specific house. They're 70% white and 30% colored. So they cut the subsidy from the government was cut, was 50%. So they're really hurting. This is what we are doing. I'm sending money there. I will not recommend anybody sending clothes or food because they really tax about 175%. It's not worth it. So we'll rather send the money. I send it by MoneyGram. It's there within 10 minutes, and they have the money as soon as possible. And for every dollar I'm sending over there, they get 10 rand. So it really helps if there are people prepared to help my people. And the Genocide Watch, we are now on stage 6. It's not stage 4 or 5 anymore. It's 6, and we're going to head towards extinction very soon, and we will not get any help from the West because the West was the cause of the problem in South Africa. Very sad to say, people who look like us caused the problem. And the other thing is that the white population over the world is on stage 3. So the sooner white people over the world understand that they are under siege by whatever, the power elite, call them the power elite, whatever you want to call them, or the Satan spawn, but we are under siege, and if we don't take hands now, we will be extinct within 10, 20 years, if not by mixed marriages or plainly being killed. I mean, they started with this knockout games now. It'll escalate. If this is how they started in South Africa and in Africa with little things, but...
The knockout games. Tell us about that. I've seen a little bit of that on TV.
Yes. This is what they do. They have to knock out somebody with one knock. And apparently there are already 4 people dead because they fall against the sidewalk and crack their skulls. And this is what's happening. They go for the frail and women like they do in South Africa because black people are cowards. They always go in masses, in 10, 15 of them will attack one person. They will not go one-on-one because they know they don't stand a chance. This is what they do. And I listened to Jennifer talking about how they went through the roof in this rondavel. They're going through the roofs now. Even if it's steel, they just go through it. I remember my aunt's at a little store on a farm. And I mean, this I talk about 30 years ago. She had burglar bars in front of the windows, solid steel door, and then they came through the roof, so she had to put burglar bars on the ceiling to keep them from coming in. Where their heads go through, their bodies go through. It's just uncanny. Mm-hmm. It's I think Jennifer knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I remember being in this farm, and it had these, it was just out on the felt, and it had the double Dutch doors.
Yeah.
And this friend of mine just took off, and she just was getting so crazy. But then, the more I was there, I began to realize why she was this crazy.
Yeah.
And why she and her friends were just drinking themselves to death. I mean, that's the honest truth.
Yeah.
And she tore off one night, and the door was just swinging in the wind. Well, those doors, you just have to, you know, hack your way through.
Yeah, oh,
it's not as though they have, I mean, they have protection. The only place I saw was in, it was in Cape Town, and that was in these like gated communities, but, you know, that have the door, you know, clank open and then clank down. You had to put the numbers in. Well, yeah, anybody could get the numbers.
Oh, yes. Oh, they
know. I mean, I've lived in security, in a city with security doors and security apartment buildings. It's a big joke.
Oh, it is a big joke. Yes, yes, yes. They know how to do it.
The number goes around.
Exactly. And they watch you. And they know how to do it. I mean, it's like what they do at the ATM machines now.
Sure. Ladies, we do have to take a three-minute break. Monica, you're certainly welcome to stay on over the break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. It was published by American Free Press. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. And we have Monica Stone on also who called in. Her website is southafricaproject.info. And Monica does have a mailing list. Just another quick announcement. RBN is doing an end-of-the-year pledge drive. They are giving away for the donation of $100 an RBN t-shirt and a mug. To make a donation, you may call 724-2719. Is that really 900 or is it 800? You have 900 there. 800. Okay. 800-724-2719. Okay. Jennifer and Monica. We also have another caller, a couple more callers, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to
I wanted to ask, Monica, I wanted to ask you something before you hang up. You know, the stages of genocide, that's kind of interesting. I mean, how this thing progresses.
Yes.
Because you'll have, I mean, it'll help the naysayers to think about how genocide develops. If you know them, I'm trying to look on Genocide Watch to see what the, do you know the stages?
Yes, it's from six. Six is denial, I think, and then by the government, of course, that it exists. And then you get seven, I'm not sure, and eight is, of course, when they really go for the kill. This is what we're all very worried about, you know?
It's just, right. Was supposed to be, I mean, that's one of the outcomes, I guess, of Nelson Mandela's death and funeral.
That can be. We just have to wait and see. At this stage, he's still very quiet, but he's not buried yet. You know, they're dragging him now through the city streets, and your president, by the way, is also going with the flow, and moved into the Radisson Hotel. They took six of the floors there. I think you saw that. They even changed the toilet seats and put bulletproof glass in there. So he's really very, very scared. And I wonder why he's so scared if it's going so wonderful in South Africa and the legacy of Mandela. Why is he taking a whole army there? And I must say thank you for the Americans for paying for the funeral of Mandela. It's going to cost you people $11 million.
Good. We can't throw it away fast enough.
No, yeah, exactly. And I wonder what this tour is going to cost, the first one or the other few months ago cost the taxpayers here $100 million. I suppose this is going to be even more. But I'll leave you to it, and thank you.
Thank you, Monica, for calling into the program.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care.
Good to talk to you again. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, let's quickly take Dan in Oregon. Dan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you for accepting the call. I really have two comments or two questions to ask your guest and like to get her feedback on it. I'm an older person, and I remember, was it Prime Minister Smith and the transition there, going on there? But the question is this.
That was Rhodesia. But anyway, yeah, okay.
Oh, Rhodesia, I'm sorry.
Rhodesia, which is now called Zimbabwe, right.
Okay, well, that's
okay.
Wrong.
So go ahead.
But the question is, two questions. One is, how did Minnie Mandela, get away with what she did, even when Nelson Mandela was in prison? I mean, she had her, you know, her boyfriends, which she called a soccer team, and they were thugs. And she, you know, was pulverizing the countryside, and neither the whites nor the blacks could do anything to handle her, nor could even Nelson. And how'd she get away with what she can? And then the second question is this. For the life of me, I hope I didn't get mixed up with Rhodesia. The black, I think, Episcopalian bishop, I can't remember his name, you know, who agreed with, you know, violence as an option type of thing, and how the press picked him up and kind of, you know, I think he even got the Nobel Prize for Peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense when I was watching that, you know, when I was younger. And would you comment on those two statements? And I'll hang up. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Sure. I don't know what to say. I mean, that it happens, I don't know who and how. I mean, there is a ruling elite has this control over our perceptions and the world, and there's not a story you can go into that hasn't been misrepresented to the American public. I'm trying to think of the, he's another saint. I can't think of his name right now. The bishop you're talking about. Anyway, it just escapes my mind. Yeah, I mean, we live in a fantasy world. I mean, Americans are conditioned by watching television anyway to think, oh, they're these fabulous people. They're called celebs. So they've created these other celebrities out of so-called rulers and leaders that are just handpicked to send a certain message.
Indeed.
And the message was that apartheid was the worst thing humanly imaginable, and it had to be done away with. You know what is interesting? I started yesterday afternoon on a whim going through African states in the last 20, 30 years of different wars. I mean, I don't know the subject deeply. I know probably more African nations than a lot of Americans, just because I come from Washington, and I mean, I grew up in a political environment. But I came up with, at least in the last couple of decades, 2-3 decades, 10 million Africans killed by other Africans in civil wars and uprisings and rebellions and these Marxist, Maoist rebels and just horrific, horrific deaths. Nobody says anything. Not mentioned. I mean, where's the outrage? You know? It's embarrassing because it's black-on-black crime. And this meltdown of the African continent that is going on.
Well, of course, the news always attributes things to other situations, to other causes. They really don't report accurately what is going on in any country, including this one. So we can't expect them to report about what's going on in Africa if they can't even tell us the truth about the United States. It has always been co-opted, and it has always been controlled for over 100 years, or 150
years, actually. Well, I mean, yeah, but I do see this other side, which is this incredible violence there.
Sure.
And it's presumably they have control of their own states. They do get a lot of money from the West. They get... The people that have gotten the money are the extreme left, these groups who were supposed to be saviors to their people.
Well, the money would certainly stop if the news reported all of this violence, because then somebody would say, well, why are we sending all this money if this is what is going on over there? I don't know. Should we take, let's take another call. Excuse me. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon to your guests.
Good afternoon. I sent you an email. I hope you'll look at your email. I hope you're okay. I'm sorry that your dog died. I felt worse about your dog dying than I did about Mandela dying, actually.
Look, Diana.
I would, too. I love my dog.
So many bad things are going on around the world. And... we have to look what leads to this situation, led to the situation in South Africa and all over Africa and in Europe, in European and in American history, the breakdown of society, the breakdown of the family unit. You know?
Exactly. Werner, you're welcome to stay over the break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. Her website is holylandunveiled.com. When you go there, you might get a warning that your computer is going to blow up or get some sort of deadly virus or whatever, but that's not going to happen. Her other website is iftruthbeknown.net, and we have Werner on the phone from New Brunswick, who is out of jail again. And we'll be on the program Friday with Judy. Did you... That's what I asked in my email, among other things.
I'd be gladly willing, and Judy is willing, too.
Good. Yeah, I talked to her.
Please forgive me. You know, I'm so swamped with so many different things.
I know.
At the same time, I have to do a lot of research, you know, in order to at least keep in step with the other side.
Sure.
And throw them, every so often, throw the monkey on the face.
Sure.
Diana, that's... Did you have a question for
Jennifer or a comment? You were talking about...
Basically, there's always the same pattern, the way the New World Order is operating. Order out of chaos. The communists did it, you know, in all the countries around the world. But we have to look who is in cahoots with the communists, who has been promoting the communist movement as a tool to achieve their new world order. It goes to the big international banking interests.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff is staged and manipulated. Arms are one of the biggest businesses in the world, certainly in Africa.
Yeah.
China has a huge presence there.
Is that
selling arms. And they're selling arms to every country in Africa.
Sure.
And, I mean, if you look at the 20th century, you just see the destruction of one nation after another across the planet.
This is the agenda of the communist agenda and the agenda of the globalists.
Mm-hmm.
Out of,
right. I mean, it's the hyper-capitalists support this. But they support all violence. They support all violence. A lot of it's in the name of communism. It certainly wasn't. In Russia and the Ukraine, the destruction of the Armenians, the destruction of the Greeks, Eastern Europe, the destruction of the Germans, it's the destruction of the Middle East, it's the destruction of Africa, it's everywhere.
Right.
I mean, it's an ongoing, it's horrifying. It's just so...
See, you mentioned about the...
I don't have words.
In Germany, during the Weimar Republic, from what I understand, there were similar situations. You know, basically street gangs were forming and everything, you know, and they were beating up people on the street, like knockout gangs and stuff like that. This is where the, whose agenda the New World Order is, this is what they are using to destabilize society. And I compare it to, when you got in a village or in a town, you got maybe two bad dogs, you know. And they start yapping around, run around on the street, attacking people. And then a whole many of the other nice dogs, they think it's fun. You know, they tear themselves from their leash, and then they follow the bad dogs to the village.
Sure.
And after a while, the whole village or the whole community is being terrorized by a bunch of bad dogs.
Right.
You know, and this is exactly what happened in South Africa. This happened in Robert Mugabe, the former Rhodesia.
In Zimbabwe. He's a horrific man.
All over the world. And
yes,
it is
indeed.
High time that the people start waking up. You know, for what are we paying the taxes for those overblown guys in their uniforms whose mandate it is to protect us from those. They join
right.
It works right into their agenda because it creates more jobs for them, so
right.
They can hire their sons and daughters and relatives, you know. And in the end, more than half of the nation is strutting around in uniforms, and everything is going to hell in a handbasket.
Indeed. Well, Werner, I can tell you're on a high road here.
Well, as I say, Diana,
common sense. On Friday, if not sooner.
Yeah. Thank you, Diana. People have to use common sense, and they have to look ahead where all this madness is leading them.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Let's take real quick Kent in West Virginia.
Yeah, hi, Deanna. Couple of things. There was an incident here within the last year, I think, where they were striking workers at a mine. And the black police went there and slaughtered, just shot into them and slaughtered a bunch of them. So they're really, there you go. So nothing's changed for the ordinary worker in South Africa. They're at the short end of the stick. You know, the blacks are working now for the richer people, just as the whites were doing. And interestingly,
and they're not working at all.
Yeah,
they're just employed.
Yeah,
more and more.
Interestingly, I heard a. You know, and all the carry on about Mandela. Somebody said, well, he never really wanted to be a hero or never really wanted to be famous. But I have a documentary I have a documentary about the apartheid movement, and they actually created Mandela. In other words, it was a strategy. I have these anti-apartheid movement, the ANC, they knew that they needed one person to fixate the public's attention on, and they chose Mandela. And it was all a very orchestrated, intentional plan to, like you see these politicians emerge in this country, all of a sudden you never even heard of them, like Barack Obama, that you never even heard of them. And then people decide, well, that's, and all of a sudden he's on everybody's, name in everybody's lips. They're like Jimmy Carter back in the day also. They just emerge mm-hmm. from nowhere.
And they emerge from nowhere, exactly.
Yeah. And that's
they create people. It's a celebrity culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's how they pick
you have these phony people that are...
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it could have been the Susulo or any of them, but they just figured they needed a figurehead, and then all of a sudden you've got songs about him and buttons and names on streets and everything, you know, and...
Sure.
Just some guy that nobody ever heard of or anything, you know, sitting in a jail somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It always goes along with the movies and the music and the shows and then their phrases that enter the language. it's all conditioning of the mind.
Yeah, it's all.
I mean, at that level. I mean, it's supposed to be another funny little thing that I noticed. When I was in Washington, I was reading a blog. And somebody, Mr. Blaustein, was recommending that they take the picture, this statue of a white general during the Civil War, a northern general, out and replace it with Mandela. I mean, the icons of our culture are just simply being changed.
Sure.
It's all being done, you know, through the magic of media, power of suggestion. They took this guy. Here's a little detail about Mandela. Was he not violent? When he was arrested, the authorities, I'm reading this, claimed to have uncovered 210,000 hand grenades, 48,000 anti-personnel mines, 1,500 time devices, 144 tons of ammonium nitrate, 21.6 tons of aluminum powder, and 1 ton of black powder. Whatever. So, I mean, this guy was apt to kill a lot of people.
Absolutely.
But they decided they had to personalize the cause, they had to destroy apartheid, and they had to have a hero. And so they found one and they packaged him.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's amazing
that's how it goes.
How effective it was. Well, it's just like promoting a movie or anything. It's just, like you say, the hype machine. And that's just the way the culture's become, you know. Don't know how it happened that way, but that's just the way it's become.
Exactly.
Well, it happened at Hollywood, and it's intended.
Yeah.
And who owns Hollywood?
Yeah.
It's
well,
the media.
Yeah.
I mean, the media. People talk a lot about the banks and da 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 da, and that's vital and matter. It matters very, very much, of course, because the economy is definitely just controlled. But it's the mind that precedes all that.
Sure.
That's controlled.
Sure. They create our perceptions via the media, Hollywood, our educational apparatus. Well, Kent, thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay.
All righty. Take care. Let's take Ken real quick in Fort Worth. Ken, welcome to the program. Oh, okay. Ken dropped. Let's take Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey, greetings, ladies. There's a lot out there on this South African issue. You got to go to the white nationalist, what would be called neo-Nazi websites, and it's all over the place. It's been there for years. So, you know, you just got to go to these places where it's politically incorrect to go. These guys have been keeping up on South Africa for a couple decades now, the hardcore, you know, what you would call white defense type people, white nationalist people. So it is out there, and there's plenty out there.
We are going to a break. You may stay over if you have something more to add. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. We do have Robert from Missouri on the phone, and thank you so much for calling us ladies instead of guys. Did you have another comment?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This communist regime, the ANC, set up by Slovo, and there's another guy that was a big mastermind, another Jewish guy. All right. What this communist system really is worldwide is a fleecing program of the indigenous population. And they use as a bludgeon in any minority type group or any so-called victim, created victim group as a bludgeon against the power structure, which the communists, who are really run by the money power, the Jewish power, that they want to topple. And so therefore, like here, they're using our Black population and our Hispanic population predominantly as the agitators to overthrow the white, basically middle class. They want to basically destroy the white Christian element around the entire planet. That's why that lady was talking about we're in stage three genocide as white European people around the globe. Now in South Africa, these guys are far along, and you know, there's so many good websites out there that that track this stuff, and they give you graphics where these people are chopped into pieces. Mm-hmm. I mean, they give you the pictures, and it's just so insane. Yes. And
that's on, so, that's on South Africa Project. I'm not, you know, I'm not saying it's not on other sites. It is. There's even a page on your radio station on RBN, but yeah, go ahead.
Right. And we see this going on in Norway, Sweden, and other countries, and France, and with this Islamics using them as the bludgeon, mm-hmm. as the agitators against the white population. And so, mm-hmm. but basically the powers use this to steal from everybody in that whole country. Yeah, like you said, the HIV rate in among blacks, it's extremely high. Who do you think put the HIV there? It's the Jewish power. They call these people Schwarzes. I mean, they use these denigrating terms. If you get into Maimonides and some of these Jewish philosophers, these Talmudists, I mean, they basically say that blacks are somewhere between apes and humans. And so there's no love here between Jews and these sure. minority groups. These Jews
no,
look down on them. Right, but they use them against...
Let Jennifer respond to what you
Yeah,
said.
I mean, what you're saying is true, but then stop and think about... Then, no, they have no love for the black man, of course. But stop and think about how this culture has been denigrated and destroyed, and Werner brought that up. You know, this... Our society is based on hedonism and self-indulgence, alcoholism, drug abuse, rampant, any kind of sex, you know, anything goes. Mm. And that kind of, because we had a Christian culture once, and that kind of behavior spreads disease.
Sure.
And of itself.
The entertainment field. I mean, it's just.
Smart. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, staircase of sluts. I mean, that's Hollywood.
Sure. Okay,
so
Robert, we do have another caller, so
okay.
I'm
right.
going to let you go. Thank you so much for calling in. You've made some really good points.
All right.
All righty. Let's quickly take Jim in Georgia. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Jim in Georgia.
Okay.
I know the runoff elections are done because the gas prices have gone up 20, 30 cents a gallon. And that always happens when the elections are over. Isn't that something, you know?
Did you have a question, a relevant question for Jennifer?
No, not that. I was just telling you what
okay. All
what's
right.
happened
and
economically.
We're getting loose, Jim. Thank you for calling in. But we do need to stay relevant. We're running out of time. Thanks. All righty, Jennifer.
Okay, we are kind of running out of time, and I thought I'd just point out something for people who are getting a little squeamish, and they should be. And I'm going to read again. This is from a document. And it tells us, in 2010, the ANC-led regime changed the Firearms Registration Act, ding, demanding mm-hmm. that all legal guns be re-registered by July 31st, 2011. There goes the computer. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the process of re-registration, more than half the applicants were turned down, and 90% were turned down again on appeal. Thus, white farm families were forced to relinquish their last line of defense against the tens of thousands of criminal gangs roaming the countryside, armed with AK-47s.
Oh,
and
my
as
goodness.
Genocide Watch noted on its website last July, one more step was taken as well. The government has disbanded the commando units of white farmers that once protected their farms and has passed laws to confiscate the farmers' weapons, it reported. Now, you see the same thing has happened here. We have these gangs, these city gangs, well, Chicago.
Yes.
Need I say no more? And those groups are growing, these ethnic mobs armed to the teeth. I would think at this point, I don't know for sure, but there is no white militia movement of any power. There's no protection. And you have the military in this country. And you have this insane Department of Homeland Security and the 400,000 hollow point bullets and the tanks and the drones and so on and so forth. So to not see an analogy.
Oh, absolutely.
Is really.
Sure.
Is to be
and
afraid.
The gun laws
I mean,
in
it's, and it's really terrifying.
Terrible.
Pardon?
The gun laws in Chicago are terrible. You can't buy ammunition in Chicago. The people who live in Chicago that own guns have to come out to the suburbs to purchase ammunition, to purchase guns, because they are just totally they can't get them. The mobs, you know, the mobs can get them, the criminals can get them, but the good people who would use them for protection can't get them.
Mm-hmm. And they've tried this. I mean, they're trying this in cities. I mean, in New York, I think, D.C. had its turn in the guns day. But, yeah, I mean, of course, in the ongoing attempt to disarm the nation, and it's slow. I mean, they're starting it. The assault weapons have to go.
Sure.
And then it'll be
weapons.
The next thing. It's
sure.
Stage by stage.
Right.
But you are already, as a country, surrounded, you know, by there are gangs and militia and military paramilitaries in the cities. They just are. And they're at the border. And then this Department of so-called Homeland Security.
Sure.
With its staggering amount of weaponry.
Right. And what about this Fast and Furious thing that, I mean, we don't hear anything more about that.
Right.
We have it, you know, coming in from other countries. And, of course, we have the immigration situation here that is causing all kinds of resentment because they can come in and they can take advantage of the social services here without paying for them. It is really causing a lot of resentment. And, of course, if people lose their jobs, who are they going to get mad at? They're not going to get mad at the right people. They're going to get mad at the people who've taken their jobs and homes and whatever.
Right. And, I mean, those people, many of them are coming, the cartels out of Mexico are heavily armed, fast and furious.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I mean, and probably independently of that, but there's no border in this country.
Of course not.
The economy is collapsing. There are fewer and fewer jobs. I think the last initiative of the government was to set up an agency. They were going to employ people to hand out what's left of government benefits, and that's supposed to push up the employment statistics.
Right. Well, just
crazy.
The number of people that they've employed to work for the government is absurd, absolutely absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you've got to factor in all those pensions and stuff that they get. It's pretty awful.
Yeah, and the unemployment of Americans.
Yes.
The ongoing displacement of jobs to, you know, third world.
Sure.
Plantations.
Sure. Who have certain visas that can come in, and they don't come in temporarily. They come in and they stay. They change their visa status, and they have a different status, and so they stay. And what does that do for the regular American fellow or woman that wants a job? And it's all deliberate. It isn't just happenstance.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
It has to be. I mean, it's not like mistakes.
Sure.
Because it's too well orchestrated.
Sure.
I hear the music.
Yes. Thank you so very, very much for being on the program, Jennifer.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right.
Good to talk to you again. Take care.
Same here. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. Sorry we couldn't take that last phone call. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.